This special feature is produced by Democracy at Work for Workers Independent News. This is Richard Wolff for Democracy at Work. Well, once again, as happens so often in America, two states, Massachusetts and Indiana, are struggling with companies that have announced they're leaving, and they're moving to Mexico to take advantage of the much cheaper wages they can get away with paying there. In Massachusetts, it's the Polar Tech Company. They make that kind of material that goes into sports and winter clothing. 350 workers in Lawrence, Massachusetts, are going to lose their job, devastating that community and indeed that part of the state. In Indiana, it's the Carrier Corporation, making air conditioners and ventilation equipment. There, it's 2,100 workers, mostly in Indianapolis, but also in Huntington, and they're threatening too. In both cases, the unions, Unite Here, and the politicians, mayors and governors, are promising to fight it, to slow it down, begging in their various ways to make it less of a burden than it already is going to be on those communities. And they're promising to give workers some retraining, etc. It's very sad because the response of the unions and the politicians really only softens a heavy blow. Here's an alternative that maybe ought to be considered. Let the unions, together with the politicians, say there's an alternative way. We can take over these factories using eminent domain, the law's already there, and we can make them into worker co-ops, helping through the government and through the union to make sustainable alternatives to the companies that are leaving. Going to their customers to say, hey, you can buy from the company that abandoned us, or you can buy from the workers' co-op that's still there. That preserves the jobs, that preserves the communities, that preserves the tax revenues flowing to the cities and the state. It's a much better way to go, and it makes for a better solution to this problem. We would be in a different place in America if we'd been doing this for the last 50 years. Let's start it now. This is Richard Wolff for Democracy at Work and for Workers Independent News.